Hi, this week we're investigating this question. Are moral values relative? In 1994, George Barna, a longtime highly respected pollster, conducted a nationwide survey. This survey involved about 1,200 adults ages 18 and older. Several steps were taken to assure that the respondents reflected a true geographic distribution of the population, as well as an accurate balance of people according to ethnic character and gender. Now listen carefully. 32% agreed and 40% somewhat agreed with the following statement. There is no such thing as absolute truth. Two people could define truth in totally conflicting ways, but both could still be correct. Now, this means that 72% of all adults in our country accept the idea that truth is relative. There are no absolute truths in life. And this is especially true when it comes to moral issues. For example, is it always wrong for a woman to have an abortion? Is homosexuality always wrong for all people in all cultures in all ages? Is premarital or extramarital sex always wrong for all people in all countries under all circumstances? Or is lying always wrong under all circumstances for all people? 3 out of 4 people in the United States would argue that morality is strictly a personal matter, that no action is definitely wrong for all people under all circumstances. And furthermore, if a church leader condemns an act as immoral, very often you'll hear the immoral person quote a verse of Scripture. Do you know what that verse is that they quote? I've discovered that people do not know very much about Scriptures, but there's one verse everybody knows. Matthew 7, verse 1, "Judge not that you be not judged." Everybody knows that Scripture, don't they? Well, what's interesting is that when people quote that verse to condemn a Christian for judging, they seem unaware that they are doing the very thing they think that passage condemns. They are judging others for passing judgment. Now, isn't that strange? Well, we'll talk more about this subject next week as we continue to study the subject, Are Moral Values Relative? Thanks for calling this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there are no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider more on this subject, Are Moral Values Relative?